tomorrow, we'll adopt it.
Town of Ruley, regular meeting for December 9th, 2013, will come to order. Please turn off the silence electronic devices. Mr. Rhodes, would you give us some pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick?
Here.
Councilmember Reisharp?
Here.
Councilmember O'Shea?
Here.
Councilmember Ensler?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. First thing is the meeting minutes for November 11th, 2013. Are there any changes? Do I hear a motion to accept? Moved by Ms. Bushwick?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Rhodes. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Nothing in public works that I'm aware of. Planning and zoning variance request, Michael Boudreau, 2740 Aline Street, not for accessory structure, to build a pool house which contains a shower. I assume this was discussed last week at the meeting. So I'll turn over to council for consideration. Reisharp?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Ensler. Any comments from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Variance request, John and Mary Dalbour to build a fence in a subdivision that actually goes over with servitude. Servitude is called, it's culverts in the ditch. Again, I assume y'all discussed this last week, and I'll turn it over to council for consideration.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Bushwick?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Rhodes. Any comments from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Finance committee, consider approval of liquor licenses. You have a list of them in the in your package. And I'm not aware of any of them. So. What's the pleasure of the council?
I'm moving over to the council.
Reisharp, seconded by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next is consider bid for existing police headquarters demolition. Ooh, I don't have it with me. That's
something
like. Huh? I don't. Whatever. Y'all discussed it last week, though? Yes. It was considerably lower than anybody else. I mean, I can go get that now.
Ron Payroll, the
low bid. Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
You got Keith Small? Keith in there.
That's not one you can use any bad. He's all just keep you out.
Look, the press is one of the press. It must be a slow week.
The one you talk good about or the one you always talk bad about?
No.
She can't talk bad at all.
You have to migrate south.
Put the council lock the mayor out.
Lock out. Down in Brooklyn.
Big news.
The whole face.
Make sure you get your keys back then.
Mm-hmm. Another person said keys.
Don't bring your keys with you.
Replay this tape and say it's like a water
gate. Gas.
Looking for his keys.
And give it your father.
Nuisance fee. A nuisance was to be
Hunter's door.
A vehicle on the...
Oh, it was that door.
I got you. It's a kind of unique. The property owner, he took, is the one calling to have it removed for a home with him. But if I go through the process and do the resolution and everything, the lien would fall back on the property.
Why can't you just do an abandoned vehicle? Like it was left on the side of the road.
Okay. So, no resolution, no letters, no...
$32,500.
Totally fall back on that.
$32,500, $8,500 for phase one and 24.
I guess, is that a zero or one or six? That's right.
It does. We have to pay that, that's not...
Yeah, no, it's $32,500. Yeah, well, we have that grant for $50,000 we got from, what's her name, probably use it for that.
This won't happen for some time though, right?
Well, according to the schedule, you know, in the, about the May, June timeframe. It's gonna...
I just wondered.
See, phase one is he's gotta come in and remove paving for the, it's to remove paving for them to finish the paving part of. And then the building itself is phase two. He takes the building down. That's not in the way of anything. That's why it's in two phases.
But this bid will be good till that long?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he, we asked him specifically, is it still good for that long? He said, yeah.
I'm going to accept that loan bid.
All right, move on, Mr. Bourgeois.
How much is the bid?
$32,500.
I don't know. That sound good.
It sounds very good, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's my understanding, and he didn't tell me this himself, but Wayne did, that payroll trucking uses their own trucks. Plus, they have a guy on this side of the river who will take all concrete and crush it. And take it for free.
Yeah.
And he'll crush it and then resell it. So there's no tipping charges. Whereas other vendors had to have tipping charges, which really accelerated the amount they cost.
So add to my motion that a little bit of $32,500 by payroll truck to demolish the existing station.
Right.
I second.
Ms. Bourgeois, second. Mr. Neesler, any questions from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Aye. Consider authorizing the mayor to sign a contract with Terracon. Terracon is people who will do soil testing and things like that for the building. That is not included in the, as part of the grant, so it's something we pay for directly. And the amount of that is only an estimate of $12,500. They charge by the hour, and so I put in the budget $15,000 because I don't believe it would be what they say it is, but hopefully I'm wrong. So I need the authorization to be able to sign the contract.
I move.
Move, Ms. Andre. Second, Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. The ayes have it. I want to thank the council for passing that since I already signed it about 2 weeks ago.
I think we gave you authorization to sign any of that.
Well, that was another Terracon when they were doing the soil borings and stuff for the building. That was the same Terracon, but this is a different scope.
But any documents in relation to the police station, I think.
Yeah, we've done that too.
We did that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, good for you. And I don't need you to help me. I can do all that stuff myself. All right, Personnel Committee, consider 2014 holiday schedule. I don't think there's anything exotic about it since the Christmas falls in the middle of the week.
Thought you were taking that off, man.
Taking what?
You hadn't had that
authority. No, it's by ordinance, and I don't think I can get very much support from my council. We have a split council here. 5-0. They like it, but I don't. You're familiar with split councils, aren't you?
Educate yourself.
I don't get any presents. All right, who's the motion by?
Andre, I second.
I
move by Andre, second by Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Does anybody agree that we ought to not have Christmas holiday?
get to that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Aye. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything, although I do have a comment that Union Parish kicked who A meets but 40-0, so I guess it's the second straight year we're going to lose in the quarterfinals, and then the guy that beats us rolls over everybody else.
Really
aggravating.
Wrestling kicked off, looks like he's doing pretty good.
Who's that?
Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, they're doing really good. Yeah, they came out second in a dual meet with all 5A schools, so they did really good. Okay, Police Committee, consider Reserve Officer Ron Larray and Michael Perrault.
I'd like to recommend both that Reserve Officers, they both successfully completed the application process and passed a matrix examination with favorable outcomes.
Mr. Larray's ready for that challenge?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
I move that we accept it.
Move Mr. Richard.
I'll second.
Second Mr. Rhodes. Any comments from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? Y'all want to vote on individual separately or together? All right, together. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's a big payment.
Consider part-time employees Christy Boudreaux and Casey Perrault.
I'd like to recommend both of those as part-time employees. As we talked about last week, Christy Boudreaux would be a civilian employee. She would do our evidence destruction and grant writing for right now. And Casey Perrault as a part-time police officer. Both at a rate of $15 per hour.
Are they both full-time elsewhere?
Yes, both full-time elsewhere. And they both be used on a as-needed basis. It wouldn't be a continual so many hours. I think when Debbie figured the budget adjustment, we did figure that we would need, if we put in 15 hours a week from January to July, we would need a budget adjustment in the salaries of about 10, Debbie, about 10,000.
For $5,000 or $11,700.
And that's if we would use them 15 hours every week from January to June, to the end of June.
If you added the taxes onto that?
That's salary.
That's just salary, though.
Yes, but
you got to pay the taxes, too. So right. that would jump it to 13.5 each, right?
For two of them, that totals for two of them. Not each.
Yeah, for the taxes, for two of them, it'd be the
right, for both of them.
$1,792.
Yeah. Casey Perrault would do patrol work?
Patrol work. She's post-certified. She works at Plaquemines. She has a few years' experience. She lives right here on Emily Drive, actually next door to Ned. And if approved, she'd be, to the best of my knowledge, the first female officer who we've ever had.
Okay. Pleasure.
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Rhodes?
Second.
Second Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the audience? Any questions from the audience? Any further discussion from the council?
I'd just like to meet.
Yeah, oh yes, ma'am, definitely. I'll call you when they come in to do their stuff with Devin.
I appreciate it.
And Terry, too. Terry knows one of them. He knows Christy.
Good. Just helps to know their face.
Casey is married to, if any of y'all know, Leon Perrault from Emily Drive. She's married to their son, the good son. one's in prison.
Maybe he's just the one that didn't get caught. All right, we have a motion and a second. I've already checked in, I think. Is there any comments from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Consider pay increase for Tom Southholm.
Again, as we talked about last week, Tom is taking on the responsibility of keeping up with the new post training advancements for police officers that start January 1, 2014. Tom's actually at the class right now getting certified to be able to come back and teach and keep records that have to be sent to the state of each police officer. If they fail to fulfill their training, they lose their state pay and ultimately their post certifications. So Tom will be in charge of making sure they're all up to date on their training, and he will have to come back, yeah, paperwork and physical training on them. I'd like to recommend an increase of $1.25. We talked about
that. That'll bring him up to what? So 1590. 1715.
And this will give me a chance from now to July to evaluate exactly what all he has to do and if he deserves more. During evaluation time, I'll come to y'all next budget season and ask for more of an increase.
What a big responsibility.
I figure about a 15% more workload for him on top of what he does all that.
I move that we accept that $1.25.
I second.
Moved by Mr. Richard, second by Ms. Bourgeois.
I just have one question.
It's any comments from the audience?
That apply to your reserves also?
They will go through the training. They're not mandated because they're not post-certified, but they will all go through the same training because it's
well,
free.
It's to our advantage.
And we have the, you know, the resources to do it, so they will be mandated by me to go through it also.
How many reserves do we have?
We're down, we got rid of quite a few that we're not putting in any time. We're down to, I want to say, maybe five. I can email the current list.
That'd be fun. I just five. That's not very good.
We need to watch any rehires for next year too, because these two that we just approved tonight at 13.5 each for next year's budget.
Yeah,
that's going to be $27,000 added to police.
And we're going to monitor it, because, like I said, we're going to use them only on an as-needed basis, not on a continual. You know, unless we need them.
Mm-hmm. And a part-time won't exceed 15 hours, right?
Correct, a week. It'll average out. I'll make sure it averages out. Daddy and I'll, she does payroll and she'll believe it. She don't let me know. My mom. No, we have a second.
Okay. Any further discussion from the council? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Jamie, one question, not yes. So much about the hire, but you got the training records. He's maintaining, doing the training, keeping them certified. And you said if they don't get it, they'll lose their post, and they'll lose...
They lose their state pay first if they don't complete.
So if they fail that, do they lose their job here? Because they no longer post-certified or receiving a state supplement, so...
Correct.
You're kind of not a certified police officer, so...
Correct.
We have something in place
the first
for that.
Yes, we're writing a policy. Four times actually writing a policy. You should learn it this week at that school. The first step is if they don't complete it, they lose their state pay, which is a punishment. That's $500 a month.
Sure.
And they have a certain amount of time to correct it. Because some of the stuff they will do on their own. The second step is after they lose their state pay, if they just continue to not do what they need to do.
Look, I mean, we provide some salary increases contingent on being post-certified.
Yes.
We're going to hire you at a different rate, and once you get post-certified, we're going to move you to this rate. So, you know, if they just fail to do
it. If they lose their full certification, they're no more good as a full-time employee to us. Have to be post-certified.
I just wanted to ask, because, you know, that is a pretty, to me, a significant consequence of not handling your business, and you know, I just want to know how we're going to handle ours when that day comes.
And I think as the years go on, folks are going to get more stringent. They, the next couple of years, they're supposed to add physical fitness into that. So, again, we'll be mandated to have so many hours logged in physical fitness.
Was this mandated by the legislature?
We hook them up with Shaita's candidate.
Shaita can take
them. Shaita or the door.
So we all going to put a policy in place.
All right. I just wanted to ask, because when you said it,
Tom's gonna come back with the wording of it, and we're gonna put it into our entire policy and procedure manual.
Good.
Thank you.
Ready to move on? Government Affairs, consider appointment of Councilmember Niesler for police station change order reviews. I didn't go over it very well the other night, but basically, I just want Don to act as a one-person committee, as a representative of the council, so if we have something that emerges, that he will have another set of eyes and ears on what we're doing, so that we don't have to have special meetings to do things. I was pointing out before the meeting, I don't know who heard, who didn't, but the slab from one of these storage buildings back there is, the drawings were wrong by 6 inches, and has to be raised by 6 inches, so it'd be, that'll be a change order for that, and a small amount of money, but it'd be something that I'd run by Don, and make sure that he's comfortable with it before we give him the go-ahead, and go ahead and do it, and everything will be approved by the council in final form as soon as the next council meeting appears. But so it would be it's something I think is a good idea for mediation and a second set of eyes and ears. And Don's an architect by education and has a lot of experience, so I very much hope that you approve this.
I'll move that we do that.
Move by Mr. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
You said Don would be a committee of one. Can you have a committee of one?
Yeah. It's in our ordinance. It's in chapter 69.
I just wanted to know if he was going to meet himself.
See, no.
Do I have to have an election for chairman of that committee?
No.
Hey, first committee of one, second street commission. Just be careful.
You got to work at it.
Well, we're going to meet next week and elect a chairman of that
committee. Right.
Yeah.
That is another result.
Over lunch. That's a good idea. All right.
Train
will be. Yeah, I have a motion and a second. Comments from the audience was fishism. Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Okay, consider vetoed ordinances. There are none. Thank you. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number blank of 2013 budget adjustment. Jamie, I wasn't here last week, but this police mobile forensic software, for that small amount, do you really need a budget? Can't you just do that? Or is there a contract involved?
It's no contract.
It
would come out, I think we decided to take two, not out of capital.
Police communications.
But I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but I don't know how you're doing with police communication, because you've been doing good. I don't know, whatever, it's up to y'all.
We can see what it does, and I'm sure we'll have another adjustment before the end of the year with all the stuff.
It's a small amount, But whatever, that's fine.
That's great.
Okay. Going over them, grants, adding $1,383,000 on the income side, and taking $2 million out of the expenses side for the police station. Miscellaneous income, got a large amount of money for our flat fees for Orleans West Phase 3. So we adding $9,000 to that. Traffic fines is going up $40,000 from $300 to $340. And grant committee outreach more forensics. I don't know what happened there. Back to zero.
Yes, it's nothing coming in. They this company is the middleman. They get their money reimbursed back from the federal government. So they're able to pass us the software on for that price, and they receive that reimbursement from the federal government.
So we don't have to pay?
We don't have, we just pay the 25% match.
Okay, under professional fees, reimbursement of my legal fees from the unfounded ethics charges and the auditor cost us $3,500 more than what we thought, since some of those two is $5,000. Police communications, that software we just talked about, capital purchases, upgrade guns for the police department, police vehicles, I add $5,000 for tires for two units and repairs. Jamie, have those been done yet, or are they yet to be done?
They're done. I had two on the tires.
Because I was doing the graphs today, and I gave you all a copy of that.
I actually had the invoices to give to you.
No, no, but what I'm saying is, on police vehicles, you're ahead of the game right now. You haven't even spent as much as you had.
Because gas prices are low. We didn't have it.
No, no, but I mean, why would you add money if you've already spent the $5,000? Let me see that.
Well, this hadn't come out yet. This hadn't been taken from that total.
Oh, yeah. So it hasn't been done yet?
Right. They haven't.
Okay, well, that's the first thing I asked you, was whether it's been spent.
No, the tires have changed.
Work was done, but the money hasn't been.
Okay, but money has not left us yet. Okay, so you add $5,000 to this? So we're $1,100 ahead of the game right now.
And what I did a lot of research on this, because, I mean, the unit's brand new. The tires were, like, completely worn out at $17,000, $18,000. And I called other agencies and seen if they were having the same issues, which they are. So the tires that come on, you know, get 17,000 to 20,000 miles out of them, and then brake pads.
Let me just say this. When you have a line item that's $47,000 for police vehicles, all we do is draw a straight line, you know, for the budget line. But you're going to have bumps and peaks and valleys, and at the end is the only thing that really matters. And I guess what I'm saying right now is you had a peak because you got a $5,000 bill come in, which means you'll be $4,000 behind the curve the next time.
I think you're okay, but when I sit with my stepmom, we...
No, we can. What I'm saying is we can do this at the end of the year just as easy as we can now.
We can wait.
I mean, we know. I don't expect that you're going to have this size of a bill every month for the next 6 months that we have in this.
Well, and in that bill too, we had the stripping of all the lights and the decals. All
yeah, that's
that.
Not a recurring thing. That's not a recurring thing. Bucks, so. Yeah, that's not a recurring thing.
No,
but. When you budget kind of like on the average, this is what it's going to be, rather than never ever going over, never ever going under it.
It may save you from making two amendments if you wait further down the budget year.
I agree.
Because you know more about where you're at toward the end.
Well, I'm leaving that up to Jamie, but that's my comment.
I
don't like to do stuff like this at a regular meeting. This is committee meeting type stuff, but I wasn't here. And
I know we're going to end up doing, like I said, because of the bill, and I know we'll end up doing another adjustment. I'm fine with watching it and see where we go.
Police salaries we've already talked about, police benefits we've already talked about. So with that, I'll turn it over to the council. Hold on. Is there any comments from the audience? Hearing none, is there any discussion from the council? Do we have a motion in a second?
The auditor fee, when we go to a parish-wide, does this...
Town only,
okay. Doesn't include a fire department. But then that's... The total should reduce after we go to... parish-wide, after this year.
Yeah, well, the
then our audit, the total audit cost should come down.
Right. No fire in town.
Right.
It's just town. Yeah. It shouldn't have any effect on it.
But should help on the future.
And actually, the last conference I went to, Donnie DeGrio was not charging us anything.
But still.
He was not charging us enough for our audits.
You're not charging what he could have gotten.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, really. I mean, he wasn't. He that's a little niche that he had. He was charging less because he was familiar with our town and everything else. He could have been charging us more. Now we find out what it really should have cost in the first place. Okay, I need a motion, I guess.
So moved.
Second.
Is this the one with the $5,000 not adjusted?
I don't think that $5,000.
Somebody needs to make a motion saying that it is.
We got a motion saying except for some of that pay, but then we got the second, so we need an alternate motion to take the $5,000 out that we would vote on prior to voting on that acceptance of that.
All right. Go ahead, Scott.
Say what you don't
That's
say.
The way the rules go.
We can take the five and a 15 off and we'll see how that does.
I make a substitute motion that we accept that minus the police money coming out.
The $5,000 for vehicle repairs and the $15,000.
That's correct.
All right.
I'll second that.
All right. All right. Shane, since you're the parliamentarian. Why don't you tell us what we vote on now?
We're going to vote on the budget adjustments minus the vehicles and the 15.
All right, second motion.
The substitute motion we vote on now. If it passes, the other one don't know.
All right, on the substitute motion, do I hear any comments from the audience? Do I hear any further discussion from the council? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Well, wait a minute. It's an ordinance. You got to have a roll call.
Oh, my bad. Okay, roll call.
Okay, Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bujor.
Yes.
Councilmember Nissen.
Yes. I think it'd be good if the mayor went to a training class on parliamentary procedure. The problem is that if I went, I probably wouldn't pay attention anyway, so it's not much of a waste.
Oh, no, that's from Fish.
That's the 10%.
Yeah, you got Fish in audience. He can handle that stuff.
He's a good Mr. Rob.
Y'all doing fine.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. Most of us. All right, introduction of ordinances. I know of none.
Wait. We've got to vote on the main motion.
No, you don't.
Substitute motion passes.
No, once the substitute passes, it kills it.
Okay, I got it.
It's done.
I thought Tommy was when you go through. I had a substitute motion.
I don't know, but we're both blind. I know that.
Okay, now Andre motion and Rose second.
And the roll call.
Thank you.
All right. Resolution of commendations, resolution of blank of 2013 LGAP grant. This is a resolution we may have been able to apply for. There's your motion. Move by Ms. Bujor.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Rhodes. Any comments from the audience? Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Department reports, fire department, excuse me.
Calls for the month of November. First day calls inside the town, we had 5. Outside, we had 13. Fire calls inside the town, we had 1. That was a pile of a stove. Outside the town, we had 1 trailer fire. We had 3 false alarms. Smoke detector activation without a fire. Had 1 electrical short. Motor vehicle crashes, we had 1. Mutual aid to Addis, EMS, we had 2. Total for the month was 28. The total for the year was 333.
Does Fish Kershaw have any comments?
I thought that was an excellent report.
I'm just wondering if that pot on the stove, did y'all sniff any of it while you were in there?
You'd have to with all fire.
That's a fish's question. Pot on the stove, huh? Pot on the stove, get it? Did anybody get it?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Police Department.
Month of November, we had 10 vehicle wrecks, 17 bench warrant arrests, 1 for the war, 2 for West Baton Rouge Parish, and 14 for us, 1 burglary. 5 alarm calls, Dollar Store, Bayou Bistro, and 3 homes. 5 assisting other agencies, 2 of them were West Baton Rouge, 2 for Addis, and 1 Fort Allen City. 1 drug arrest, 2 juvenile matters, 11 traffic arrests, and 25 miscellaneous calls consisting of loose dogs, 4 child custody issues, vehicle unlocks, suspicious person, 4 civil matters, juveniles driving golf carts and 4-wheelers, 2 medical calls, suspicious vehicle, and a missing dog. We wrote 114 citations, a total of 155 violations. We had 77 calls for the month. And I'd like to recommend we add something to the dog ordinance. Councilmember Andre called me the other day. It's people that walk their dogs and they use the bathroom in somebody's yard. Some people pick it up and some people just let it go there. And I think there was a little confrontation between the homeowner and the dog walker that day. I'd like to see if we could squeeze something into the ordinance where the dog...
He didn't really poop in my yard. I was taking it up for my neighbor.
For the neighbor, correct.
Dad, I just wanted the dog out of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, maybe you have another one-man committee that you can come up with.
I'll find a place. Probably find a place for that dog.
But it happened, the dog used the bathroom in somebody else's yard numerous times.
Well, the thing is...
I think that particular problem is solved for right now, but if we can consider adding a little something to the ordinance to...
Require to be picked up.
Require to pick it up.
They got other people out seeing what they dog, and it happens, they take care of it. And when you point it out, and they flipping about it, it pisses me off, frankly. So, yeah, we'll do something about it. I think I'll write it up.
Any other questions, comments? All right, correspondence, actually had one piece of correspondence, and I left it in there. It was a thank you note for the Red Ribbon Day at the middle school. Mayor's report, we had a nice groundbreaking. It seemed like it was forever ago. We had a groundbreaking out here and good attendance, and we're on our way to contractor. And I don't normally feel sorry for contractors, but boy, he hit the weather so bad. And as soon as he got to go ahead, it started raining, and stopped since. For those of you interested, Owen Cope is retiring as of the 12th of December.
Wow.
Yep. He came by with his new replacement while I was sick, but I haven't talked to him since, but yep, he's retiring.
We should do a resolution.
I think we really should.
Yeah.
Give him something. Yeah, why don't remind me we'll put something together. He has been a tremendous asset. I mean, you know, he is, you're in my position, and you know, AT&T doesn't do it that way. You know, I don't think Cox does it either, but you know, having one person to call that covers everything is such a luxury. The Alley Street Culvert Project is dogged off for the rest of the winter. They'll be coming back in the spring, and I understand Jamie's got one of the remaining holdout. He's got it lined up.
About 90% chance he's coming. I'm going to get with Wayne as soon as the weather's cleared up.
Yeah, Wayne, I told Wayne you'd be coming.
Look at a couple issues and mediate for him.
Well, that would be good.
But yeah. I think he's going to do it. Yeah.
Good. Although I haven't seen it, I understand the sewer jetter is in. I'm going to go back there and look at it. You probably noticed that the around the town hall no longer has any crepe myrtles. We decided they were so ugly and they were so pitiful that we just decided to get them, pull them all up. So we pulled them all up. Planning and zoning recommended as a blanket recommendation from now on, anybody wants to put a fence over a servitude that's got culverts in it, they recommended it. So as we see them come through, they'll come directly to you as council rather than have to go through the planning commission, which is, it really is.
That's just that one neighborhood though, right? Across the board.
I didn't, was it just the one neighborhood?
I wasn't at that meeting.
Oh.
That's what they talked about, that.
They talked about, yeah, Orleans, so they wouldn't have to keep coming.
I don't know why it wouldn't be every neighborhood. It's long.
I mean, that's fine. I don't have a problem with everywhere.
Yeah, we really haven't had.
Yeah, that's the only place we've had.
A few years back on Gleason Street and a few in Brule Oaks, but we haven't had any out of anybody.
Yeah, it's going to be the only place they come from.
It's basically the same philosophy. If they have culverts in the ground, then we don't really have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I think the intent on this was for them to avoid having 50 quadzillion ones on all the Orleans West lots.
Yeah, that's fine.
Save everybody back.
As you say, it probably won't come up any other place anyway.
Right.
So we'll just say it's that for now. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
Well, Councilman Neisel and I attended the grand opening at Fred's before Mr. Kershaw started. That was very well.
Did y'all go ahead and start the ribbon cutting one out?
We tell them not to wait. Nobody else was coming.
Okay. Go ahead. Fish, go
ahead. I only have like 35 items. So. In addition to Mr. Cope that's retiring, Emil White, the West Baton Rouge Parish Superintendent Drainage, is retiring this December after only 35 years of service. So he has done a very, very good job and a very, very tough job to do. His replacement will be a guy named Dane O'Quinn, who's worked under Emil for 20. He's been with the parish for 22 years, so he has a lot of experience in the same work field. Like Joey said about the Eileen Street project, I checked on that today, and they said the same thing. They shut it down for the winter because it's too wet. All the pipe is purchased and paid for, so that project should be finished in the spring as soon as it...
I don't want to interrupt you, but we got 2.85 inches of rain here at the town hall and 2.3 at the school and 1.8 out of the pond. And we got no complaints from anybody about drainage back there. I mean, I can go back there while it was raining, but evidently we'd have heard it if there had been something, so it must be doing good.
I know we had a good bit, of course, the last couple of days, but I know right by my house it was really flowing good. It never got maybe about halfway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know it wasn't a frog strangler, but it was still a good
rain. Almost 3 inches is a lot of rain, any way you look at it.
This Thursday, the parish council will be voting on our budget. And it's a pretty decent sized budget. It's about a $50 million budget, but we hope to get it passed. We hope that we might be the first group in Port Allen to pass a budget. So we hope that that will happen. That's this Thursday, the 12th. We have no meeting the December the 26th. I'm sorry. There's no meeting.
Why not?
Well, it was one of them holidays you just granted, so we're going to go on to your holiday. So we appreciate it.
Love it, though.
It's Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Any other questions about parish operations? Okay, thank you.
I wanted to say that I saw somebody tending to the transplanted trees on Friday, so whoever did the work of transplant, they're following through. With the watering and the care.
They didn't scrimp on the mulch. My goodness, that mounds of it out there. Fish, didn't you talk last week about the retirement funds and what it's going to hit our budgets?
I gave it to you because I wanted you to look at it first before
you know,
the council would.
I'm not going to refigure it, but Fish did some math, figured on what we pay and all that, and. Next year, whenever GASB kicks in,
actually 2 years from now,
it's going to be a hit of like $850,000 on our bottom line. So we're actually going to be in the hole on paper from just the police retirement, and then what is it, 150?
Police and municipal.
Police and municipal together.
Municipal police is the large one.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the parish will be taking over the fire.
Right.
That was a separate number.
No, they ain't no hopefully about it. There's a state law that says you are.
But read that state law.
I read it. You got it.
You got till June 30th.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but you said it's not going to kick in for 2 years.
Get back to
you. You said it's going to be 2 years before it kicks in. So y'all have it by then.
If we pass it, yeah. Not GASB. If we,
you going to pass it. No, you going to pass it.
Thank you.
No, you going to pass it.
Okay.
Is there any word on the fire chief selection? Is there any timetable or anything?
I have not heard anything. They are keeping this hush hush. They're not.
Fine with me.
Not going out, and I agree with it.
I agree with it completely.
They need to do, and then we'll go from there.
I completely agree with that. That's the last thing you need to have in a public interview process. That would be bad, in my opinion. Okay. Announcements, planning and zoning meeting will be December 18th. The town hall will be closed December 24th and 25th. And the town hall will be closed January 1st. Well, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Ooh, Mr. Rhodes.
Second,
Mr. Neesman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Aye.
7:14.